Well, hello there. I didn't mean to disturb you. I was just looking for a nice place to relax, and I found you here. Well, not that that's a bad thing, mind you. I'm only here for some peace and quiet, and I hope we can both do that. Just pretend I'm not here. Don't feel like you have to hide yourself below the water. I'm pretty naked, too, if you hadn't noticed. You thought I were just swinging here in my toga? I think we can do away with the modesty. And anyway, it's quite a nice view from over here. Look, I'm not here to make you uncomfortable. I just didn't expect anyone else to be here either, and, well, let's say I'm not entirely disappointed to have a pretty girl naked in the bathhouse opposite me. I'm just going to sit on the opposite side, and you don't have to talk if you don't want to. All I want to do is have an hour or so bathing in some hot water, and maybe some good company. Good. Good. I'm just going to sit here and relax. There you go. Don't worry. You're safe here. Are you enjoying the quiet? Yes, me too. All that noise of craziness out there. It's enough to drive anyone crazy. Thankfully, this time of day is usually super quiet. So I'm better enjoy it while we can. Absolutely love the scent of jasmine. The scent of the bath halls. They always have the scent of a faraway land. Like you're stepping into a storybook. What's your favorite scent? Interesting. You know, they say that you can tell a lot about a person by the scents they are drawn to. For example, women who like lemon and orange scents have different personalities than women who like jasmine and rose water. Of course, every woman is unique in how those scents complement her body. And she has her own unique scent that can't really be described in words. And this, combined with citrus or floral scents, they all create a marvel. What does that choice say about you? I have only just met you. I need to know some of the finer details. From a cursory glance, you're beautiful, but any man with eyes can see that. Your choice of Zend also conveys that to me, but then again, not every woman who chooses that is beautiful, right? Well, this is just a guess, but since you asked, I can guess that you are used to male attention. Now, you go out into the world unseen and have contented yourself with being ignored. But not just by anyone, but someone that you care about. Someone who is supposed to care about you. You seem affected by that. Whatever is going on in your life is none of my business, and I'm not going to tell you how to run your life, but I can't leave until at least I know that you're okay. Something is bothering you, and you don't have to tell me if you don't want to. But I can't say that any man who isn't a complete asshole enjoys seeing a pretty girl cry. And it seems to me that there is an asshole making you feel that way, right? Yes, I live around here. I like to come to this bathhouse when I need to relax, as I don't get to do that very often. It's a great place to come when you need to see a friendly face or two. Nor a big blur of hotness through the steam. That's a very pretty laugh. So, what brings you here? Just looking to get away from it all, too. Well, life can get to you sometimes. And having to listen to your friends and tell you that it's okay or that they understand can really irk you. I don't mind being a sounding board. That is, provided your boyfriend doesn't mind that his beautiful girlfriend is talking to other men. Well, frankly, it's not of my business, and at the end of the day, you and I will both go home and forget about each other, so there's nothing lost if you tell it to someone who you will never see again. Oh, dear. Work can often be the number one in a man's life, but I say without a doubt that I can't understand neglecting such a beautiful and kind woman such as yourself. I am sure that it won't last forever. When he looks up from the mountain of work that he has, he will kick himself for not noticing you enough and work extra hard for your attention this time. Or you only need to bat your eyes if you decide that he isn't worth it. Let me wipe those tears away. I hate to see such a beautiful girl cry. I suspected you would be used to your boyfriend being preoccupied, but I never thought he would be unfaithful. Even if you haven't seen him do it, I suspect that your intuition is telling you that something isn't right. I'm sorry to hear about that. I'm sorry. Here now. No more tears. It doesn't have to be this way. You don't have to cry over someone who is too stupid to know what he has. How long have you two been together? Well, go out there and find someone. I promise you that no man in his right mind would turn you down. I know the situation must be so hard, but if he doesn't see how wonderful you are, then he doesn't deserve you. No. That's a girl. You can rest your head on my shoulder and relax. You've been tense this whole time, and I think that this is the first time you've admitted, even to yourself, that you're not happy. Am I right? Stay here a while and relax. Let it out. How can a man lucky enough to have such a gorgeous woman in his life ever neglect her? There must be something wrong with him. There's that beautiful smile. I was beginning to think I was never going to see it. It would be especially disappointing not to see that smile, given it's the only thing that you're wearing. Are you okay? You look a little lost. Do you want me to... That was unexpected. Just give me a moment. Okay. Let's start slowly here. Ease into it. I've been thinking this whole time about what's beneath the waterline. Come here, pretty girl. Stand up and show me your body. Stand between my spread legs and keep your eyes on me. Oh, you feel so good in my hands. You have the body of a goddess. These hips and gorgeous waist feel like heaven in my hands. You look amazing from above the water, too. You like that, do you? Oh, they're even more perfect than I thought. Seriously, your boyfriend doesn't know what he's missing, or doesn't care enough to notice. I notice. like I've noticed you before. You really think this is the first time I've seen you? The first time I've been burning with lust for you? I've seen you here many times. I've seen you go about your day at the central market near the Colosseum, and I couldn't take my eyes off you. I wanted you as badly as I want you now. But I need to be sure that you wanted to. Say it out loud for me. Well, in that case. Oh, God. These breasts are amazing. I've been dying to touch you here. And on these hips. Oh, God, on your lovely ass. Oh, it appears you like that. Oh, I knew it. I may have to put you in your place, you bad girl. Oh, I can tell you've been needing a real man's hands on you. Sweetheart. Oh, you feel so tight around my finger. Sat astride my lap. Put your hands on my chest, baby girl, that's it. Oh, move your hands slowly down my stomach and feel how hard I am for you. Oh, God. Your hands feel amazing on my cock. Squeeze it. No. Can you feel how big it is? How hard it is? Oh. And that's what a real man feels like. Oh. If you want it, squeeze it hard and let me inside you. Oh, sweetheart. Put me inside you and ride me. I want you to ride me like your life depends on it. before someone walks in and catches us. Oh, little one, I bet that turns you on. Knowing that there could be someone about to walk in and catch us. Maybe they'd be shocked. Maybe even a little aroused at the sight of us. I need to be inside you. Do it now. So hard earlier. I thought my cock was going to rise to the surface of the water. It took all my strength not to touch you or grab you for a kiss. Oh, lean back there. Feel me inside you. Thinking when I saw you in the bath for the first time. Oh, what I was hoping to see. I was thinking about your breasts. Your cute little nipples becoming tight. And how they must be. And how they must be so heavy and swollen. Oh, I was hoping to see you discreetly move your hands under the water to touch that aching clit. God. God, I could have just come from looking at you. I wonder what you think about when you touch yourself. Oh, wait a minute, baby. Wait. I want to. Oh, fuck. That movement is driving me crazy. You're going to drive me over the edge. Well, you're going to come for me, aren't you, sweetheart? Look in my eyes as you do it. Don't hold back. I'm going to do it with you. Oh, come for me. Come for me.
Come for me! Whenever you look at the mark on your neck, I want you to remember this moment. Every time I've seen you before, I wanted to hear you scream my name as I fucked you hard. Now you have a little reminder on me. Okay, and that will not be the last time. I think we both know that it's too late to turn back now. And I'm sure we will meet again. You know that you'll be aching and wet, anticipating the next time I find you. And I will find you. You understand? You understand. Good girl. Just sit on my lap and enjoy the moment. Mm.